Welcome to our new show, Here We Go Again, Quick Weekly Recap. Every week we will come out with a short recap of everything that happened in Israel in the past week, up to 5-minute episodes to keep you up to date on everything that is happening. This past week, Minister of Justice Gideon Saar's law to limit the Prime Minister's tenure for 8 consecutive years has been approved. This has far-reaching effects not only for Netanyahu. 2 cases of the new variant caused Israel to shut down its borders to tourists and force 3 days of quarantine on arrivals. This is not fully agreed upon by the government. Gideon Saar, the Minister of Justice, was against, but finally it was decided to keep the borders closed. As part of the country's continuous fight against COVID-19 and pushing for vaccinations, the vaccination for children has begun. Children aging 5 to 11 are able to sign up and get their vaccinations. Amir Peretz, the former head of the Avodah party, was appointed to the Israel Aerospace Industries against the will of the committee. There is a committee built to vet public figures that run for public positions, such as the chairman of the IAI Israeli Industries. Amir Peretz was vetted by the committee, and the committee decided not to approve his appointment. And against the will of that committee, the government decided to appoint him anyways. Bezalel Smotrich, the head of the religious Zionist Hatzionut Adatit party, has announced a census and primaries for the party. This is a very important event and a big challenge for Smotrich himself. The challenge is to attend and receive high numbers of people to sign up for the party and therefore succeed in turning the party from its current Chardal, more ultra-Orthodox party to the general religious Zionist party, such as Bennett did in 2012. Bennett succeeded in commanding over 50,000 people to sign up for the party, and the challenge of Smotrich would be to succeed in that as well. Succeeding in this attempt can give Smotrich the stronghold to prove that he has replaced Naftali Bennett as the leader of the religious Zionism in the country. The Secret Service Department of the Shabak has decided to assign a security detail to the Minister of Religion, Matan Kahana, after receiving various death threats. Matan Kahana, the Minister of Religion, normally is a minister which does not receive this private security. As we know, there are only specific ministers and specific people in the country that receive constant security, as such the Prime Minister, the Minister of Defense, the President, and such forth. The Minister of Religion usually does not receive a security detail, but as we've discussed before, Matan Kahana is pushing forward many large reforms, including the massive reform in kashrus in the country. And as a result, he has been receiving extreme death threats for his life, and therefore security detail was assigned to him. The holiday of Hanukkah has begun this week, in which we light candles every night for 8 days. As part of celebrating this holiday, many politicians and important members of the country travel the country to different cities to light Hanukkah candles with those cities. President Herzog decided to light candles in the city of Hebron, near Ma'arat HaMechpelah, the Cave of Patriarchs. This caused a large outcry and anger on the extreme left and Arab parties of the government, and in the Arabs of Hebron themselves, which threatened to riot and endanger the event. Normally, we would expect, unfortunately, that would cause all political members, especially the president, to decide to cancel the event and show the weakness of our sovereignty on the land. But President Herzog decided to light the candles in Hebron anyway. He arrived at the event, there were riots and endangering, but they controlled it, and even though the security detail did not want him to go, he did it anyway. This is a very, very strong point for President Herzog that got up and stated, "The recognition of Jewish affiliation to Hebron should be beyond any dispute. We believe this shows character and strength of the president." It is important to state that since the forming of the government, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has not attended a single event across the green borders. We hope to see him there soon showing his sovereignty. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This is Here We Go Again, Quick Recap.